But let's open in prayer. Lord, I wish there was more words to express your goodness. You are so good. We love you and we appreciate you. And we don't show it enough, Lord. Lord, we ask that you're with us this morning, that you talk to our hearts, you touch our hearts. That we draw closer to you. Thank you for our family here, Lord. Thank you for being our Father. We love you. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. So, I think you got an email saying that part of the theme could be mothers. It doesn't have to be. You can share on other things. You can pray about other things. Oh, I don't know if it's on, Eddie. Sorry.
To which
perfect.
All of you moms, a happy Mother's Day. And I was asked to give the testimony by Paulette Smith, and she asked me to give this testimony. Some years ago, my mother passed away. It was on April 27th, 1989, a long time ago. So what happened was, I witnessed her testimony to accept the Lord. And there was some woman in our home by the bedside where my mother was probably gonna pass away somehow. What happened was she accepted Jesus as her personal Lord and Savior, She was led by these women, and I was there too to witness this whole thing. And I says, "That's it. That's exactly it. That's what happened." So that's how she died over at some nursing home. I think it was around here, someplace, and she passed away. And that's all I could say about that, but I want to wish you all have happy, all you moms and grandmoms, whoever you are, if you're a mother, a mom, have happy Mother's Day to you all. From somebody that used to have a mom, used to have a mother, and I'm going to have a prayer right now, all right? Our Heavenly Father, Father God, we here come in the mighty and precious name of Jesus and cover us with thy precious blood. And please forgive us of all our sins and iniquities, for we are truly sorry. For we truly forgive those in what they have said or done wrong against us. May all our sins and iniquities be washed clean in the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. And now God's people say amen and amen. My mother passed away when I was 38 years old. And so now I'm 70 years old now. I want to thank you all for letting me share these testimonies with you. And also, may God bless each and every one of you. Thank you.
Thank you, Eddie. Something that God laid on my heart this morning while thinking about some of this was some of these days aren't easy for people. So Mother's Day could be really difficult for some. People that couldn't have children, people that didn't have a loving or a mother that knew how to love. So I think that's one thing we want to keep in our prayers this morning and this week. My coworker on Friday shared with me that his sister, who's about my age, is pregnant. And he was pretty excited because she had lost 3 or 4 children through miscarriages. And a couple years ago had adopted because her and her husband just weren't able to have kids. And now she's 22 to 23 weeks along. And is looking like she'll be able to have her own. And not that that adopted child isn't her own, because they do love them greatly, like their own. But God is good. But there are a lot of women that are dealing with infertility, and we want to keep them in our prayers. But as you're thinking, you could be thinking about what are some words to describe a mother or your mother. And as I was pondering this for my own, mother, well, it's not supposed to be this hard, but a memory that sticks with me. Well, a story that sticks with me is my mother was in the parking lot of the hospital to have her tubes tied, and she couldn't go in because she knew God still had more children. That child was me a couple years later. But a story that stands out, and I have a terrible memory. Thanks, Mother. But one that really stands out growing up. Me being the youngest, I had the opportunity to, once I was old enough, to stay home from school by myself if I was sick or if there was a snow day. And those were some pretty fun days. I ate a lot of pudding. But I remember one day I wasn't feeling the best, so I had to stay home, and Mom was working at that point now that I was in school, and she couldn't take off, and I think she felt kind of bad. But she gave me a call, or she left a note or something, and she sent me on a half-day scavenger hunt in my own house. And I don't remember all the different things I had to find, all the different hints or treasures, but at the end, I got to find The Lion King, the movie, and I probably watched it 2 or 3 times that day as I was sick. But my mother took care of me even when she couldn't be there. So that was just one of the stories. If I tried to get sappier, I wouldn't be able to talk. So we'll open it back up. It doesn't have to be about your mother. Like I said, it could be scripture or a prayer. And my son does have the mic somewhere.
Thanks. Just one thing about my mom. Last time I saw her, she was in the hospital, and Mary and I had gone down to visit, and we thought probably it was close to the end, and it was indeed about 24 hours or so afterwards. But, you know, Mary was encouraging her, you know, go say hi to Rachel and say hi to a couple of other people that are there before you, and she said, not until I see my Lord and Savior Jesus. And that spoke to me. And I still have on my desk, as we are going through some things, one of the things that she had on her desk that was kind of laminated in scotch tape, that was her way of laminating something, and it was a verse, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So I really appreciated the foundation that I have I had a Christian parents and loving Christian parents, and it was just really good. And Mom has been, you know, I miss her, and Dad both. Changing subjects dramatically, now a little bit. So this week I listened to something that was speaking to me, and it had to do with it's something that spoke to me recently is like how do we do church? And we often think about doing church the New Testament way, right? The early church, you know, they were getting together, and I'd never really noticed it before. Please don't go black on me now. Acts chapter 2, it said, when the day of Pentecost, this is New King James Version, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And I got to thinking about how that must have felt. Some people think that it wasn't just the disciples, by the way. It was probably about 120 people think that maybe that many people were together at some room, they called it an upper room, but some room, and they were all together, and they were all praying, and they're all seeking God, and they were there in one accord, together. And God, I just long for that. I long for us to be together in one accord. And then suddenly, because of that, they were basically following what God said to do. They said, go wait for me. Wait for the helper. I'm going to send. Go ahead. Sit there and wait. It was 50 days after everything happened, went down with Jesus with the resurrection and everything about that anyways. And they waited. I get impatient if I don't hear from God after a day or two or a week. I get really impatient. These guys were with Jesus, admittedly, and it had a big impact, and they saw him rise from the dead, so that's a big impact, but 50 days they waited, and they were in the upper room all with a cord in one place. And then I'll just read the second verse too. Actually, I read all four verses. And then suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And then there appeared on them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each one of them. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And then they started spilling outside, right? And I guess the thing, it was less about, and a lot of times the scripture is read and it's all about the Holy Spirit this and the Holy Spirit that, and that's probably one of the main things about it. But I just, the words, and they were all with one accord in one place. They were waiting, they were praying, and God met them. I think that's a powerful message. And what happened last week, I think, with us here sharing together, I think that was a very good thing. And I'm hoping that we, as a church body, can encourage and share our daily walk, our daily lives, our daily learning from God, and help it to be an encouragement to others. And that we can come together in one accord, in one place, and wait upon the Lord. So, that's all.
Thanks. Okay, I hope I don't cry. Mom, you're just a really good picture of what God's grace is to me. And I struggled with that, but you're just so patient. Even when I mess up, you're there for me. Thank you.
Oh boy, now you're going to make me cry. I can't look at Mom while I do this. My mom is really good at making things special. And one way I can think of is as kids, we were always like, Mom, what's for dinner? Mom, what's for dinner? Mom, what's for dinner? I'm sure she got really, really sick of that. I still am that way. But, like, she made it special. And, like, the one time she was just like, it's Mother's Delight. And so that was, it's mac and cheese with cut-up hot dogs in it. But that's still, like, 15 years later, that's still Mother's Delight. And on the 10th, we would always have graham crackers with peanut butter and Hershey's chocolate. Like, she just makes things, like, special. And, like, when I go away to camp, she'll, like, mail me cards every week, and she'll, like, hide cards, like, in all my bins and boxes. And she's really good at being intentional and making things special for people. And I really appreciate learning that from you. Thanks, Mom.
I would just like to make a comment that I wish our country, our government, would appreciate moms more and appreciate strong families, because our culture encourages two people to work in each family, and that's a shame, because motherhood is such a vital job. It would be nice if all of our young married couples and all of our kids sitting here in the church and all of the people that we know could live on one income. But our culture is teaching us that you have to have two incomes, you have to have lots of money. And I've always appreciated the heritage that we have, that, boy, it's nice if you can have a mom. It's not always possible. And sometimes the roles are reversed, and I think that's okay. But if we could learn to live with less, we'd actually have more, and we'd be blessed more. And I think we'd have less problems in our society. And one of my prayers is that we as a church, as a people of God, could preach that once in a while, could encourage that with the people we meet in the office and on the street, that motherhood is a vital, a very important job, and our society doesn't value that, and I feel bad about that.
I'm thankful, too, for the mother that I had. She's been gone many years now, but it's her legacy that she has left, has a very much of an impact on me to this day. And no Mother's Day comes along, but that you you think about her, I think about her, and I remember her, and I'm grateful for what she poured into my life and the life of our family. Her dedication to the Lord, to my dad, to our family, to church, to service, it was remarkable, and I'm just incredibly grateful and blessed to have had her as a mom. I think one of the, we think about words to describe a mother, and I've thought about this like in my own life and how grateful I am to have been, that I am a mother and now a grandmother. I think of the word cheerleader, and I often have felt like there's no one in my life or in my role as a mother or a grandmother that describes me more so than a cheerleader. I think a mother is the number one cheerleader in a person's life. There's nobody that's cheering you on and praying for you and wishing you the best and just being there in the grandstands of your life, urging you on more so than a mother is. A verse that I want to share, this kind of relates a little bit to what Nathan had shared, that has been on my mind the last year as we've thought about church and church life and the tendency to become discouraged or to question. This is a verse that has spoke to me a lot from Galatians 6. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. It applies to parents and applies to church just equally as well. Let's not give up.
What most of us in this world look as a sad situation and a heartache. My mom passing away when I was 11 years old I'm just thinking, a blessing in so many ways. I miss you, Mom. I got blessed with Kevin's sweet mom, my stepmom, Josephine, and I think of what Pat shared. I think of the cheerleaders and my dad's sisters. I think of Aunt Rita and Aunt Lorraine. She couldn't have children. She got blessed to adopt a couple boys. Aunt Lorraine was a good cheerleader for me, cheering me on, and Aunt Aurelia and Aunt Becky. I think of Marge Christner. I think of Ella Gingrich. I think of sweet women that took me under their wing and cared and loved me. I think of my grandma, Valletta Schrock. I think of how she would always want to know how I'm doing and loved me. I think of the church where, as Pat shared, I'm just repeating what Pat shared, we're cheerleaders for each other, we need each other, and what Nate shared, we're a body and we need each other, and we need to encourage each other day after day and not give up.
I wanted to read Psalm 139. O Lord, you have searched me, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You're familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. You hem me in, behind, and before. You have laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where could I flee from your presence? If I go to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day. The darkness is as light to you. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. If only you would slay the wicked, O God, away from me, you bloodthirsty men. They speak of you with evil intent. Your adversaries misuse your name. Do I not hate those who hate you, O Lord, and abhor those who rise up against you? I have nothing but hatred for them. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
Okay, I think I've gathered myself together enough. That psalm is very special to me, and I'm grateful that God knit me together in my mother's womb. I was always loved by my parents, but I was a surprise to them. But I know that I was not a surprise to God, and I'm just thankful that he gave me life in my mother's womb, and that he has been so good and so faithful to me. And before I got out of bed this morning, the first thought that was on my mind was just gratefulness for being a mother. Because I, at one point, was one of those mothers that Mother's Day was difficult for me because I did not know if I would ever have the opportunity to be a mom. But I'm so grateful for God's blessing and his faithfulness and for the five incredible blessings that now call me mom.
We had the privilege yesterday of going to visit my granddaughter. She lives in Rochester. She got a job there as the accountant for Compass Care. Compass Care is a place where women who find themselves pregnant can go to get a free ultrasound and decide whether they want to have an abortion or not. And of course, when they walk in the door, they are encouraged to see that there is life in their womb. And so many of them change their mind. They don't want to go for an abortion. And this place celebrates that. And helps them. The theme of Compass Care is erase the need. A lot of women who find themselves pregnant think that the only thing they can do is get an abortion. They need to get an abortion. And so the place tries to help them with clothing and all the needs that they would have, all the support that they would need as a new mother. And then each life is celebrated when they decide to keep their child, to carry it to full term and raise their children. And I guess one of the special things about being a mom is just to celebrate the good things that happen in each of your children's life. And this morning we got a message from Danny, and I'll just update you on his situation in Africa. All the kids were able to come back to RVA, and school will start full-time tomorrow in person. And I know when they first went to Africa a couple weeks ago, it was all online because all the schools in Kenya were closed, but they opened them up, and so we're just, he's very happy about that, and his children are, and just thank the Lord for that answer to prayer.
So I'll try to share another story on why I fell in love with my wife. Now, like I said, my memory isn't amazing, and obviously I didn't see Keisha around younger children right away. But as we pursued a relationship, one of the things that let me know I could move forward in pursuing her as my future wife was how little ones would be drawn to her. Like I said, I don't have a specific memory, but I think we have 30 some nieces and nephews between the two of us. And we would always visit Lowellville Mennonite or Alden Mennonite. If I was visiting there, she was visiting here. And I saw the love that children had for her and she had for them. And that made me know I could have a family with her. And I'm grateful for the four beautiful children that we have, and the one in heaven through miscarriage. I thank God for my mother and my wife as her, being a mother to my children. God is good all the time. Well, thank you for sharing. It was really good to hear from you. I don't know if I stopped crying the entire time. At least my nose was running. I thought we could finish in prayer and pray specifically for mothers or for women that haven't been able to be a mother. Let's pray. Oh, Lord, you have blessed us with many things. Today we thank you for the blessing of a mother. We thank you for their heart and their love and their patience. Their willingness to give their life for their children. Lord, you are so good. Lord, we ask that you Give the mothers here, the grandmothers here, strength and energy and the ability to be the best cheerleader that they can be for the kids, the grandkids, the nieces and nephews, and their kids' friends, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the mothers that really aren't biological mothers. Lord, I thank you for my sister, Rachel, as she was a second mom to me growing up. Lord, I thank you for the women in our lives that help mold us and shape us and support us and love us. Lord, help us to be sensitive and caring and loving to those that may struggle with getting pregnant. Lord, statistically speaking, it is a really high number in this poor country. And Lord, we pray for the mother that is pregnant unexpectedly, unplanned, where this culture is telling them they have one option. Lord, help them to know they have more than one. Help them to know there are thousands of couples looking to adopt a baby, to call them their own. And Lord, we pray for the mothers that chose the abortion. We pray that your grace and love is washed over them. And they don't have to be buried in guilt or shame. Thank you so much, Lord, for your forgiveness. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for your blood. Help us to be your light, Lord. Help us to pray for one another, to pray for our family, to pray for our coworkers, our friends, our family. To encourage, to lift up, to love. Lord, I pray specifically for my coworker and his sister. Lord, be with that pregnancy. Help it to continue to be healthy. Continue to let that baby grow and develop. And just have your hand of protection over that baby as they are born into this world that is seemingly falling further and further away from you. Lord, thank you for this church body. Help guide us, Lord, and direct us as we seek your will. Help us to embrace your will, Lord. Go with us today, this week. Help us to share your love with others. Help us to give us the courage. Help us to listen to the voice, your Spirit, Lord, in our heart. us not to be fearful. Help us to speak boldly and lovingly. Thank you, Lord. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.